The new film Multibella will be available for your viewing Friday night at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. The movie, about two creative people meeting in Sicily, is directed by Alexander Jeffrey, who went to high school in El Dorado. This is his first feature-length movie to direct, but he's been behind the camera for many short films. He also helped lead the way for the El Dorado Film Festival. Last week, we reached him by Zoom, and we talked with Cody Ford as well, who is with the Arkansas Cinema Society. That's the organization presenting Friday's screening. I asked Alexander about directing his first feature on location. Sicily is beautiful, but I wondered, did he feel pressure to make sure he took proper advantage of the scenery?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. But the flip side to that is when you're on a low budget and you have no money, that scenery is doing you so many favors from a production value standpoint. It's like the biggest gift you can get as a filmmaker, because I mean, I don't want to discredit our cinematographer. He's absolutely brilliant at what he does, but pretty much any direction you pointed the camera in that town, it was beautiful. And so, you know, we had that sort of gift given to us of, you know, we don't have a lot of money to make this movie, but this place is just so photogenic. And it's so beautiful to photograph that, I mean, we had a ton of favors done for us in that regard that allowed us to, you know, make the most of our tiny little budget that we had.
And that seems to go sort of hand in hand with part of the concept of this film, which is finding the muse and trying to be creative with what you have. So it seems like that beautiful Sicilian background works with the story.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I mean, part of our creative process in the actual making of the movie was very fluid and flexible. You know, I mean, I got to go about a month before we filmed and do a location scout. And that location scout changed the script. I mean, I'd written things based on Google searches and, you know, doing some research online that when I got there, I was like, this makes no sense at all. So this needs to be repurposed. And then, you know, getting to a location to film, something wasn't right, something wasn't working. So we would, you know, walk around the corner and find a new place to film in the city that worked better for the scene. So I think, I mean, it was definitely a fluid process, which, like you said, really ties into the theme of the movie, which is, you know, make the best of the situation and try to come up with something creative and cool in the process.
Yeah, that really sounds like it helps, because we're talking about a character who has had some initial success in a songwriting career, now is wondering, where will that go? And also a poet. So that fluidity that you mentioned, that's what these characters are going through in their creative process as we watch them.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, Andrea's character in particular is, you know, is stuck. And I've been there before. It's funny because Andrea is such a prolific writer. She's never experienced writer's block before. So the character couldn't be more different than her in reality. But that character is, you know, very much I've dealt with that and something that I've faced. It's like that sort of fear of, you know, having something that people have liked and then trying to follow that up and expectations being set and all that kind of stuff. Whereas Hal's character is this sort of undiscovered talent, which is its own thing in that he's, you know, he's good, but what's the point of being good if you're not going to share what your gift with an audience and try to get it out there, try to be successful. And, you know, success can be defined in a myriad of different ways. But, you know, I think her character is frustrated with him because he won't even put himself out there. He won't even share it with one person, let alone, you know, the world.
That's interesting. You've mentioned the cinematographer, two wonderful actors in the lead. And it sounds, as often has to happen with a production that has a smaller budget than mainstream, you had to be very collaborative in this process.
Oh yeah, I mean the whole thing was a collaboration. The way that I, you know, pitched everybody on this was it's going to be a group of friends that are going to Sicily together to make a movie, and in that process, we're going to be wearing many hats. So, I mean, Paul, who's the lead actor and the co-writer and one of the producers, was also doing the props for the movie. Andrea was doing her own costuming. I mean, everybody was wearing multiple hats while we were over there because we just had such a limited crew. And it was totally collaborative. I mean, on the day, you know, nothing in the script was sacred. It was always like, we have to find a moment that works on camera. And if we need to throw out dialogue in order for that to happen, if we need to improvise, if we need to find a new location, whatever's going to make the scene work, we got to figure out how to do it in this, you know, 18 days that we're here, because we're not going back for pickups.
Right. I mean, so you're working with a smaller budget than most movies already, and you're going to spend 18 days in Sicily. Was there ever a time you thought, why couldn't this have been two creative people meeting in, I don't know, Albuquerque?
You know, that thought definitely, you know, it would have been a lot easier and a lot more logistically reasonable to shoot in the States. But I fell in love with movies like Once and Before Sunrise. And I got the opportunity myself as a young filmmaker to go over to Sweden. My friend was over there working on a project, and he invited me out to be the first assistant director on it. And I kind of caught that bug of, you know, making movies in Europe and just figuring it out as you go. And so that was very much, this process was very much an homage to that experience that I got to have in Sweden.
What's the 18th day like when you know, okay, this is it?
You know, I mean, we were incredibly lucky that by that last day, we had everything that we needed in the can, and we were walking around town getting, you know, B-roll, getting shots that could sort of help stitch the film together. And then, you know, going out for beers on the terrace and watching the most beautiful sunset we'd ever seen. So that 18th day was honestly awesome. It was probably like the 12th day where I was like, I don't know if we're going to have a movie. I don't know if we're going to get everything. I don't know if we're going to make the schedule. And the way that the flights worked out was, you know, two people missed their first flights due to weather, not due to their own ineptness. So we didn't have a first assistant camera, and we didn't have the cinematographer's luggage, and we didn't have, you know, like some of the gear hadn't arrived yet, and we had to start shooting without these people. And so it was like, we didn't have any days off, and, you know, we're in the most beautiful setting on the planet. And, you know, I mean, it was very much a joy to be there, but it was also a lot of work, and the people didn't really get to be tourists until that last day of filming, where we kind of got to enjoy the city that we were in a little bit.
You mentioned the character who's a talented poet, but is unknown or almost unknown. And I think about creating a beautiful movie like this in 2021, where there are so many avenues and it's so easy to get lost. Can you feel a bit of a kinship with Paul, you and your colleagues?
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the character of Hal that Paul plays, you know, I met Paul in Los Angeles when we were living out there, and he came to the very first El Dorado Film Festival, which Cody also came down and covered. And that's kind of when we reconnected and started working together. And I had no idea that he was a talented poet. And so getting to work with him and see that, I think everybody in the film can relate to Hal, that it is terrifying to show a little bit of yourself to the world, because I mean, we all know how film criticism goes and how any kind of, you know, critique of art goes. It's like there's going to be people who don't like it. No matter what, no matter if you make the most brilliant thing on the planet, somebody's not going to like it. And so I think it's very much, it's hard to make that leap. But I remember the first time my sister watched the movie, she'd never even thought about that before. And she came up to me at the end of it and she was like, wow, I never really realized like what creatives go through sharing their stuff with the world. And I was like, cool, that's what I want people who haven't thought about it to take away. Like, that's great.
You mentioned Cody Ford, who's with the Arkansas Cinema Society. He's with us as well. And Cody, ACS is helping more people see this wonderful film.
A big part of our mission at Arkansas Cinema Society, it is watch, learn, make. So, you know, when someone like, you know, Alexander Jeffrey, old pal from El Dorado, from my hometown, what, you know, I've been watching his career for a while. And then it's just so cool to see, hey, he did it. Like, he went to another country and pulled this off with a first feature film. And it's just such an amazing feat. So, you know, when the opportunity arose, like, we have to figure out a screening. This was one of, when I first came on with ACS this year, one of the first ideas I had was like, we've got to screen Multipola at some point this year. So I'm very excited that we're getting to do it. And I feel like at ACS, we believe, you know, exposing aspiring filmmakers to people who have done it and then giving them the opportunity to come watch it and listen to us talk to them about their process, because it's such a, you know, as he said, such a major, major thing to go through to make a film. And I just feel like this sort of exposure is such a good thing to get people inspired and get them out there learning how to do it and making their own films.
And, you know, seeing that it can be done. Here is a finished product in Sicily that's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things about, you know, I've read books and things about mastery and all that. And it's not always just about having someone who takes you under your wing and you're their apprentice. Sometimes it's just seeing someone who did it and seeing that it is possible, and you don't have to be a super well-connected person. You don't have to, you know, come from a rich family and you got to go to, you know, UCLA or some major film program. It's just like, you got out there, you hustled and you made it happen on your own terms. And here's the product and everyone can enjoy it. And I think that is such an amazing thing. And we are happy to showcase Arkansas filmmakers that are doing that.
Alexander Jeffrey, the director of the film, let me ask you, I know that you have been, this is not the first time you've created a movie. There are shorts and you've helped others through a film festival. What has it been like to get to this point for you?
Oh, it's a constant adventure and a constant journey. I definitely, you know, as we were making the short films and putting on the film festival, I always had that itch to make something longer and to try and to know that there would be sort of new levels of learning and new challenges that would come with making a full length film, because keeping somebody's interest for 15 minutes and keeping somebody's interest for 90 minutes is a very different ballgame. And you know, there's things like when I watch the movie now, I'm still learning, and I'm hoping to, you know, my grandfather, who was a big inspiration for this film, one of the things that he taught me in his life was just to be a lifelong learner. And so I very much, you know, approaching filmmaking and all, you know, everything I do from that lens is I just want to continue to get better and better. I don't see this as, you know, a stopping point or anything. Like, this is very much like all right, this was the first one. What's the next one? You know, what can we learn from that experience that we can take into the movies that we make? What can I help other, you know, young filmmakers learn from my mistakes? That's just how I want to approach everything is through constant learning.
You mentioned your grandfather was an inspiration. How so?
So, my grandpa passed away in 2018. This film had been kind of sitting on the back burner for a while. It was an old script. And I kind of, after he, you know, died, I realized that I actually had something that I wanted to say with it, about loss and about, you know, he left all the grandkids, a little bit of money, definitely not enough money to, you know, fund the whole movie, but a little bit of money. And he specifically said, like, I want you to do something special with this. I don't want you to pay your rent. I want you to go, whatever that means to you, something special. And so that became a theme of the film, for Hal's character, the whole reason he took that leap of faith to go to Terramina. You know, elements of life were weaving into the movie, and I finally felt like I knew what I wanted to say with this film. And so he was definitely a springboard to getting the script to where it was when we ended up shooting it.
If you watch the trailer, there's a beautiful version of Hard Times. I think that's a Stephen Foster song.
Yes.
It seems such an obvious choice and a beautiful choice for the trailer. Was that a decision that you made, or was that sort of a group decision?
You know, so when I approached Andrea about writing the music for this movie, it was kind of interesting because, you know, she was writing the music as the character. And she went through her old folk books and was looking for something that she felt was in tune with the film thematically and sonically. And she sent me her cover of this song. And I was like, man, that's beautiful. That has to be in the movie. And I think I know where I wanted to put it in the script and everything like that. It was actually one of the first scripted songs in the film where I knew exactly where it would be placed. And then, of course, you know, we're filming over there in November of 2019. 2020 rolls around the corner, COVID hits, and that song became just instantaneously more relevant. Just the collected weight that the world was feeling at that time, and being, and so Hard Times to me, when COVID hit, I was like, that's the trailer song. That this movie has got to be about escapism, and people can't travel right now. And so this is our way of letting people, you know, travel to Sicily and see the amazing sights that we got to see right before the pandemic hit.
Does the director, did you direct the trailer as well? I mean, was that you? Because it is perhaps a perfect trailer if the idea is to make someone want to see the film.
Well, I'm very grateful to hear that. Yeah, I did. I edited the trailer, the teaser trailer. And I knew that I didn't want to include too much dialogue or too much story. And because there really isn't, I mean, it's not a story driven or plot driven movie. So it was all about creating ambience and just trying to, you know, hook people through the setting and the music and hopefully the characters a little bit to want to see the film. So I'm really glad that you felt that way.
Cody Ford with Arkansas Cinema Society. Let me bring you back in. How and when can people see the film?
We will be screening the film on Friday, September 3rd at Crystal Bridges in the Great Hall. I mean, I can't think of a better setting to watch a film. I've seen several there, and, you know, Kyle, I know I've seen you at events up there. It's such an amazing spot for anything, really. So I'm very, very excited about this. So people can go to Crystal Bridges, their website, and I believe it's free, but you have to get tickets. I mean, you know how they do with things. And so you just go to their calendar of events, and you follow us at Arkansas Cinema Society on Facebook and Instagram and all that good stuff. And we'll be sharing links and things too, so people can go and get signed up. But we want to get, you know, as many people as we can safely to be there. And you know, it will be a masked event. You know, Alex and I, you know, we're all vaccinated, and but we're still going to be wearing our mask when we're not up there talking too. We just want everybody to stay safe. And with it being the Great Hall, it's like, you know, this isn't going to be like packed like Marina Abramovic is here. You know, like we're going to be able to spread people out a little bit. And so that's going to be a really great thing. So, you know, we probably get you a little pod of chairs with your friends and your family, you know, and I don't know exactly how they do it, but it's going to be great. It's going to be safe. And we want people to come out and enjoy themselves and see a great, you know, it's an Arkansas movie, even if it was shot in Italy. You know, it was conceived here, and by a great Arkansas filmmaker, Alexander Jeffrey. So we're so excited for this.
Alexander Jeffrey, congratulations on this. I think people should just see this because it's wonderful. Cody, thank you both. Now, wait, before I let you go, you're both from El Dorado, correct?
Yes.
In a roundabout way, yes. I'm originally from Canada, but I moved to El Dorado when I was very young and grew up there. So I definitely consider it my hometown.
Okay. I got to ask you then, I'm going to say two syllables, and I want to hear your reaction. Spud nuts.
I knew it was coming. Oh. I knew it.
Help me out.
You said it.
The planet. Yeah.
What are they?
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Do you want to take this one, Alex? I mean, it's...
Yeah, they are deep-fried, handcrafted, potato-based donuts that, I mean, the only way to really describe it is, like, the care and love that goes into making them is it's like a craft beer. Like, it's not an efficient process, but it is such a good, you know, donut. And if you eat two of them, you won't want to move for, like, 6 days.
Yeah, it puts you comatose for sure. And it's funny, just this morning I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was taking his mother-in-law, she's from Colombia, he's taking her down El Dorado. I was like, well, what day are you taking her to get Spud Nuts? Because it is just the El Dorado thing. And I mean, when I'm there, I always make sure I get there early because they sell out. I mean, Alex Knows is like lying out the door. So yeah, it's such a cool thing. It's such an amazing, breakfast food, I suppose.
Alexander Jeffrey, Cody Ford, thank you both so much for your time. Go to the Crystal Bridges website to find out how to get the free tickets. Congratulations, Alexander. Thank you both again.
Thank you so much.
Alexander Jeffrey is the director of the movie Multibella. Cody Ford is with the Arkansas Cinema Society. The movie will be screened for free, with advance registration required, Friday night at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Speaking of the Arkansas Cinema Society, they'll be hosting a screenwriting lab for young people soon. We'll hear much more about that on a future edition of Ozarks at Large.